This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon is a new martial arts film made by a director whose previous films have played art houses. The director is Ang Lee, who also made Eat, Drink, Man, Woman, Sense and Sensibility, and The Ice Storm. Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon is set in ancient China and blends Buddhist principles and martial arts. The fights defy the laws of gravity as the warriors climb walls, fly, and face off on treetop branches. The New York Times described Crouching Tiger as taking the genre to a whole new level. Entertainment Weekly calls it one of the best movies of the year. Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon tells the story of an unruly aristocratic teenage girl who's secretly a martial arts prodigy. She flees her arranged marriage to live a warrior's life, taking with her a stolen weapon, a beautiful jade sword. Two highly skilled warriors, played by Chow Yun-fat and Michelle Yeoh, try to recover the sword and save the girl. A little later, we'll speak with Michelle Yeoh, who has starred in many martial arts films. But first, we talk with the filmmaker Ang Lee. Much of the story in Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon revolves around women, and some of the most spectacular fights in the movie are involving women. Why did you make women the center of the story and of the fighting?
Well, I love to do them, I guess. Well, it was in the book. I'm not a macho guy myself. Over the years, I found doing especially strong women that really speak really for me. I found I really enjoy doing them. They're very affected to me, and I get attracted to those characters both in real life and in drama. So anytime I see that kind of character, that attracts me right away.
The fight choreographer that you use in Crouching Tiger is Yuen Woping, who has done a lot of martial arts films, and he also did the choreography for The Matrix. Were there things that you asked him to do that he said to you, sorry, that's not possible?
A lot of soft stuff, like soft weapons, things that tie with a rope, or weapons that would bend to hit around people. That kind of weapon he doesn't like, because it's very time consuming. With at the same time, with their hard weapons and sticks like that, you can do so much more, and there's a lot more collisions, because usually collisions generate a lot of excitement. But I want to do the Wudang style, the sort of Tai Chi style. That's just too soft for him, so sometimes he said that doesn't look good.
What is the Wudang style?
It used to be believed, at least in movies, the Shaolin style is like a hard kind of style that's similar to karate and taekwondo. That's a lot of movies have seen that. The Wudang style is more soft, inner strength kind of style. It's hard to see. I'm more into that. And that doesn't always look good on film, so sometimes he will reject that. I think a lot of stuff I wanted to do, he would do it gradually, like too many wire works. That's time-consuming. He likes to fight on the ground.
Well, I'm going to stop you there. You say he likes to fight on the ground. You have scenes where characters basically fly from the ground onto a rooftop, or like walk up a wall in the middle of a fight, or fight on the tops of trees.
Yes.
I guess the choreographer, that would come into the category of what the choreographer didn't like to do.
No, he he's my hero since I was a film student. He made the movie that made Jackie Chan. He made the movie that made Jet Li. He's an all-time hero.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, he's just one of my great heroes. But he's not known for good wire work. He didn't like. He liked ground fight. He's not with styles and classic Chinese fighting stance. And he's also coming from Peking opera background. So he liked choreography. But when it's up air, people are up in the air. It's physics. It's something else.
So when they're up in the air, you're working with wires that suspend them and can pull them up, kind of like when Peter Pan flies across the theater.
Right, with cranes or posts or whatever you can hook the wires on.
Why did you want some of the fights to be in the air or to be on the top of trees?
It's airborne. It's metaphorically gravity-defying. In the drama, there's a lot of social restraints. I'm depicting repressed classic Chinese society with woman's story. I just think, on the other hand, when it gets to the fight, the exhilarating visual effects of flying in the air, which is a great tradition from the novels and the movie genre, I just feel like using them as metaphorically and cinematically a power. I think it's very effective to me. I just like to do it on the film.
Could you describe what was happening on the ground when two of your characters are having a fight on the treetops?
On the ground? Oh, what happened on the ground?
Yeah.
Some 20, 30 people pulling them from each every direction. Hours to set up. We, in the bamboo forest, was in the southern part of China. Bamboo forest the size of maybe Connecticut. And they're always in the valleys, the bamboo groves. So it's hard to find a road, which we did find one, to park those 5-6 big construction cranes. So the wires were set up, cables and wires were set up there. According to what I see might happen on the bamboo, then they set it up, takes hours and hours, then trying out. Basically, a whole bunch of people pulling different cables and wires that are attached to the harness that hang the actors, and they just pull each in different directions and try to manipulate what might happen and according to the fighting and the bamboo suspense. So it's very light, bouncy kind of effort, but by a lot of people.
So it takes a lot of machinery and a lot of people and a lot of wires to make it seem that the two actors are defying the laws of gravity.
It's a sheer craftsmanship developing Hong Kong over the years.
Uh-huh.
There's a tacit understanding and coordination between the actors and the pullers. Because the wire itself is much heavier than the actors, so they could only act according to the pulling strength they're given.
And then when the scene is completed, you digitally erase the wire from the
yes,
screen image.
Yeah. Which is a pain in the neck because there's a lot of foregrounds for the bamboo leaves. Anything soft is difficult to do.
Right.
And the cloth to erase the wires from the cloth, that's flapping. That's difficult.
If you're just joining us, my guest is Ang Lee, and his new movie is called Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. In an interview with Time Magazine, you said that you worked nonstop on that movie for 8 months and that you were miserable. You said, near the end, I could hardly breathe. I thought I was about to have a stroke. I'm resting now, trying to get fit again, but since I'm middle-aged, I'll probably never come back to normal. Now, this was in December of 1999. How do you feel now?
I'm still adjusting, going back to my health. Actually, the worst time is when I came back doing the editing. That was the worst time, when I totally feel like the 70s, according to the early 70s. That was the backlash of the 60s. That's how it felt when it finally hits home. So my body was kind of malfunctioning. I was really depressed, but I was under a lot of pressure to get the full movie out for the Cannes Film Festival. And there's so many cutting to do, music and especially special effects, like 400 shots of them. They all jam into that 4 or 5 months. So I was in terrible shape. I'm pretty much getting back, except there's still a little tendonitis on my feet.
Why tendonitis?
I don't know. It's kind of a body malfunction.
Did that connect to making the movie?
Yeah, it's funny. Tendonitis, I went to the doctor. When I came back, his first thing, he said, are you under long time of stress? I said, what's that? He said, oh, it has everything to do with stress. And also, I probably eat for the location scouting up and down the mountain too many times and standing 16, 20 hours constantly. I think that all adds up. Plus, I'm middle-aged.
What's it like to say to yourself, I love making movies, this is my dream come true, I'm making this movie, and I'm miserable, I don't feel good, I'm exhausted. It's quite a contradiction. You know, that
it's exhilaration. Why people do free drop from the airplane, parachutes and climbing Himalayas or diving. I think it's romantic, like romance. It has a sort of destructive nature because you go all the way. But it's exhilarating. It just tests where you go and think your body takes certain tolls, but, you know, it's a part of human nature, exploring, adventure.
Is the worst part when it's over and the adrenaline is gone and you're still left with the tendonitis and all the other problems?
Yeah.
Well, I want to thank you so much for talking with us.
Well, thank you.
Ang Lee directed the new film Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. It opens nationally later this month. Coming up, we meet one of the film's stars, Michelle Yeoh, the star of many martial arts films. This is Fresh Air. Michelle Yeoh is one of the stars of the new film Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. She starred in many Asian martial arts films. She co-starred with Jackie Chan in Super Cop and was the heroine of the James Bond movie Tomorrow Never Dies. She grew up in Malaysia. In her fight sequences in Crouching Tiger, she defies gravity and flies. As director Ang Lee described, this required suspending her by wires. I asked her what it's like to work with wires.
Hard, painful, because basically what happens is you're in this corset. If you have a 24-inch waist, by the time you remove the corset, it would be down to 18 inches. Basically, you can't breathe. There is limited mobility, and you are not in total control. You have to work very hard to keep your back upright and your whole body looking very graceful. At the same time, there are four or five guys on the other end of the wire who's pulling you up and down. So you work with very, very subtle feelings of movement. When they pull, you have to know when to go with them, when you have to work against the wire and with the wires. So by the end of like a 15-minute session, you really need to come down because your legs get numb, you know, your ribs are hurting. And it's very hard work.
You say you have to work hard to keep your back upright, to keep your posture. Mm-hmm. You have beautiful posture, and I'm sure that has something to do with studying ballet when you were young.
Oh, absolutely. I totally give credit to that because it's given me that very graceful, very expansive kind of movement, which I have been able to incorporate it into my martial arts, whereby when you watch us fight, it's more balletic and lyrical rather than being very short and aggressive. It's explosive, but at the same time, it's that grace is very necessary. I think that is the major difference when you watch a woman fight and when you watch a man fight.
With that sense of grace?
Yes.
You studied ballet in England at the Royal Academy
right.
of Dance.
Mm-hmm.
But I
studied ballet since I was like 4 years old. I think I always wanted to be a ballerina. And when I went on to England, in fact, that was my dream to have my own ballet school back in Malaysia. And I did a degree in dance and minored in drama as well. But I didn't go on to that. I went on into acting instead.
No, I think you had an injury that made it necessary for you to give up dance.
That's right. I had a back injury while I was doing ballet. And that, instead of being able to pursue a professional side of ballet, I went back to college, university. And that's when I went to do choreography and contemporary and other things instead.
How is it possible to do all the fighting in martial arts films with whatever injury you sustained yet not be able to do ballet?
I don't know. Actually, that's a very good question. No, when I was doing ballet, we used to dance from like 9 o'clock. You know, it was a full-time course. So, and a lot of ballerinas, you will find that, you know, they put their body through absolute hell. I figure with an action movie, you only do it in short spurts of time. like, you know, for a couple of weeks and then you have a break. So you're not intensively banging the body in that way. I think my specialist, if he ever saw any of the films that I did, would be very shocked. Because he told me, you know, you can't do any of these strenuous things that's going to hurt your back. And if he saw me rolling off cars, you know, jumping off high buildings, and kicking around like that, I think he would be very, very taken aback.
Good point. Why don't you describe what was one of your most risky and strenuous stunts?
That would definitely be in Super Cop, a movie that I did with Jackie Chan. That's the big difference when you do a contemporary movie like Super Cop and then Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. In a contemporary film, you not only do arm-to-arm combat, but also stunts are much more important in that sense. And I think the craziest one that I ever did was to take a bike.
A motorcycle
and jump onto a moving train. And the worst is I'd learned how to ride a motorbike probably about 3 weeks prior to that. Today, if you ask me to ride a motorbike, I can go, but I don't know how to stop. I always jump off the bike.
Now let me say what you were doing in this stunt. You were driving, you know, from the ground on this motorcycle.
Up a ramp
and on the roof of a moving train.
That's right.
And
yes.
The outtakes of this are at the end of Super Cop, at least they are on the video version. And
yes.
We see that the first time you tried it, you fell off the
bouncing.
Train. What did you bounce onto? Not the concrete, I hope.
Oh, no. If it was the concrete, I wouldn't be sitting here today.
That's what I thought.
Now, we have what happens is on the other side of the train, we line it with cardboard boxes. So if you are... When we used to do, I think at that time, I was really very blessed in the sense that I was surrounded by lucky stars. Looking back at some of the stunts, especially in that film, I could have been so seriously hurt. When I bounced onto those cardboard boxes, I could have bounced 5 feet further away and I would have missed the cardboard boxes and landed on the tracks on the other side. So, you know, when I was dubbing that film, that was when I sort of went, what was I thinking at that time?
And you've had your share of injuries. For instance, you had a spinal injury in one of your martial arts films. What happened?
That's right. This was in the movie called The Story of a Stun Woman. When we started off to do this film, it's directed by An Hui. It's my tribute to the stunt people that I've worked with because, you know, they really are the unsung heroes. So we wanted to show a behind the scenes, and I was playing a stunt woman in this film, and I was doing one of these stunts where I was pushed off a highway bridge and was supposed to land onto a moving truck. We had done the wide shot, you know, where I jumped off at least about 60 feet onto the truck. And then we were doing up a medium shot, where it was only like 18-foot drop. But the push threw me off my balance, and instead of reacting to the push, I was thinking of the more dramatic side. So, and the fall was very fast and furious. So I landed on my head, and first I heard my neck just go, and then before I could do anything, my legs were coming from behind, and I folded backwards, and all I heard was like two planks of wood going like that. I think at that moment, Anne was in absolute shock. She couldn't move for the few minutes while they were trying to pick me up and send me to the hospital. But at that time, I think quite a few people were very concerned that I might could have broken my neck or my back.
What did you break?
I just fractured some ribs. I didn't break anything. I think this was years of training as a ballerina and a sports person, so I was very flexible. Thank God for that.
Why do your own stunts? You know, in most American movies, the actors have stunt people to be their surrogate in scenes like the ones you've described.
When I first went into action films, actually it was my second movie that we did that, the reason being is like the decision was to do or not to do, because in Hong Kong you have people like, you know, Sammo Hung, Jackie Chan, Jet Li, and they were so established because they did their own stunts. The Asian audiences are spoiled in that sense that they know and they will only regard you as doing your job properly if you do your own stunts. And I think I had a bigger challenge to prove at that time because, you know, in the 80s, when I first went into action films, there had not been a female action star, so to speak. So we had to convince the audience, first of all, that a woman was capable of doing something like that. And the only way you could convince them was to show them, you know, without any doubling. And so that was the initial reason that I did that. And then afterwards, it's a sense of pride as well. It's a huge physical challenge and mental challenge to be able to be so focused and to execute some of these incredible, you know, stunts that the stunt coordinator has thought of. And after that, it's immensely rewarding when you see the effects, the finished cut. It's quite amazing because nobody can take it away from you, and you know that you've done it for yourself.
Michelle Yeoh stars in the new film Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. It opens nationally later this month. She'll be back in the second half of the show. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.